Good day and blessings in Jesus' name. Today's daily bread comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37, and it reads, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." So let's give a little background on this verse, because it says, "For with God, nothing is impossible." First of all, let's focus on what it says. It says, "For with God, nothing is impossible." It doesn't say with us, but with God, nothing will be impossible. That's why we put it into His hands, and then it becomes possible, because for with Him, nothing is impossible. But let's give a little background. We'll go back to verse 34 in this chapter of 1, and it says, "Then Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I do not know a man?' And the angel answered her and said, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren.'" And then verse 37 says, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." And let's close it off with Mary saying, "Then Mary said in verse 38, 'Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." Children of God, let's get in the habit of saying to the Lord, "Lord, may it be and let it be according to your word. For with you, Lord, nothing is impossible." God's favor be upon you today in Jesus' name. Pastor Tyron, signing off.